Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Dr. Vernon Hale, presented live by the Council of Time and the Power Hour of Prayer Conference Room. Dr. Vernon Hale.
Oh, Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving this Monday morning, May the 4th, 2015. And, Lord, we just absolutely adore and praise thy holy name, Jehovah. And I have something in the background, family. Let me just turn it off. There we go. I'm waking up this morning. I've been up a little early this morning. I don't know about everyone else, but I've had my first cup of coffee, and I am ready to get busy with praising our Lord and Savior Jesus this morning. So I'm going to be looking for some of my prayer warriors. I believe I have one on the board already with me this morning. I'll be getting to them in just momentarily here. But I'm trying to settle back down because I got back in the house, and I'm trying to get, pull everything together, so please bear with me on that. But outside of that, I woke up this morning, and like every morning, I lifted my eyes towards the hills from whence cometh my help, and I just have to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. And for those who don't know our Lord and Savior, you're going to have that opportunity sometime during this broadcast. You're going to get to understand what it is to have the Lord Jesus in your life. You're going to understand what it is to have peace, mercy, grace, joy, love, and everlasting life should you say yes to our Lord and Savior Jesus this morning. Amen. And right now, I just want to go with a song that fits the way I feel this morning, because I rose this morning and I said, thank you, Lord. Mississippi Mass Choir, When I Rose This Morning.
Oh,
yes, Mississippi Mess Choir. And when I rose this morning, I felt like shouting. I felt like praising the Lord. I felt like giving him the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving of which he is so worthy of. Amen. And why do we worship our Lord and Savior so much? Why do we find joy in saying thank you? Because we know that he went to the cross willingly and laid down his life and rose the third day, bearing that gift of grace from the Heavenly Father that we shall not perish. And we just absolutely say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you. Let's give him the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, for he is so worthy. Amen. And it's just like the song said, at one point it said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. That's actually a scripture. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let every man, every woman, every child, let every bird that wakes you up in the morning praise ye the Lord. Amen. I just absolutely love that song. It sounded like they was having church up in there. The sounds of the days of old, you know, when we actually, it's hard for me to describe. You had to have been there. When we absolutely opened the doors of the church and the sounds just came from all around. It's just hard to describe, family, but I remember those days, you know, and that's what we need. We need a revival in this land. We need to cry out before our Heavenly Father in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Yeshua. Time is so short, and we need to let sound the trumpets. Let everybody know that soon and very soon the Lord Jesus, he shall be here. Amen. And we have to let them know, family, time is too short. But we also praising. We give Lord Jesus the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship because his name is just wonderful.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. Wonderful is his name. Amen. And also we sing holy, holy, holy to the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah. We say thank you. We say thank you because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we just absolutely want to go before our Heavenly Father right now, because when Jesus rose the third day, the Father gave us that authority to stand before his mighty throne. And we can go there boldly, yet ever so humble. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son, Jesus, oh, Father, we stand before you this day. First, Father, we come to your court with praise and worship. Father, we come praising thy holy name, Jehovah. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and that worship, Father, and the thanksgiving which you're so worthy of. Father, in the name of thy Son, Jesus, oh, let the prayers go out this morning. Let thy Holy Spirit go throughout the airwaves and touching hearts, oh, touching minds. Give thy people a new direction in you, in Jesus' name, through the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out that someone, oh, Father, that the Holy Spirit take out the old stony heart of flesh and fill them with thy Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Save the unsaved, in Jesus' name. Heal the sick, oh, hallelujah, Father, in Jesus' name. And set the captive free, we ask, in Jesus' name. Oh, in all ministries, Father, that are reaching out to those who don't know thy Son, Jesus. They are preaching and they're teaching in these last hours, these last days. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you pour out a special anointing, a special blessing in Jesus' name to all the ministries out there. Pastor Paul Bagley, Mike from around the world, Effie and Angie, Tatum, amen. And Father, Pastor Scott and Reverend Gary, Father, all the ministries out there that are reaching thy children. Oh, bless them, oh Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Oh, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship in Jesus' name. And Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We say thank you. And we surrender to thy perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. yes. Yes, yes. Holy, 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 blessed the Trinity. That's Victory Chord Ensemble. And that was wonderful is his name. And holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty is by the Victory Chord Ensemble. And, you know, family, when you often hear me say that when the shouting is done, you have to go into that quiet place. And sometimes you just have to, what the old folks would call, shut in. Amen. You have to go into that upper room and have that one-on-one talk with our Heavenly Father. Amen. And the Lord has just been blessing me the past few days, and I am ever, oh, hallelujah, so thankful in Jesus' name. And we're going to be going into our Power Hour of Prayer very shortly. But for those out there in Blog Talk Radio, this is not for your entertainment. This is to let you know that Jesus, he lives. He rose the third day. But he, prior to everything, he came, he lived. He taught us how the Father expects us to live, to love one another. Amen. And then he willingly laid down his life. Nobody put him to death. He willingly laid down his life that you might have eternal life. The scripture tells us that, you know, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. We're born into sin. But to have that reunion with the Father, there had to be a blood sacrament. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Jesus shedded his blood on that last blood sacrament on the cross of Calvary on your behalf. In other words, it was supposed to be you and I on that cross, but Jesus took our place so that we might not perish. We have a direct line of communication to the Heavenly Father. And all we have to do is believe it, accept it, claim it, and then, family, we have to live it. Amen. And, oh, we just praise our Lord and Savior Jesus this hour. Our hour of prayer. We do have someone on the board, 980 area code. I tried to make contact with you, and it sounded like that you're on the highway somewhere. So I couldn't make out what I did hear a voice, but I couldn't make out what you were saying. At any point in time, you know, you get into a stable place and you want to come on the air, all you have to do is push the one button, and that way I'll know that that you are ready to come live on the air. And meanwhile, we say welcome again to the Power Hour of Prayer. Let's go into yet another song, and this one is by the Art Reynolds Singers. And I don't know about you, but Jesus, he's just all right with me. Actually, Jesus is a lot more than just all right with me. But the title of the song says, Jesus, he's just all right.
I've got something I would like to tell you. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you this evening, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and say, for God I live, and for God I'm willing to die. You may not feel like you need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, somebody called and you won't be able to no longer answer. Please listen to me and take this advice. You may not be able to see your mistakes now, but look back over your life. Listen to this song that we are singing and the words that tell you this right here. About how good the Lord has been to you. But please listen to me right now. When someone calls you and you won't be able to answer, when your tongue has been glued to the roof of your mouth, when your heart stops beating and blood rushing the blood from one vein to the other, can't you see it's gonna be Lord, how much too late? Oh, Lord. Too late. I have a story I want to tell you right now. Of a young man who left home a long time ago, and there he left a mother and fatherland. Went away and started having what he called a good time, drinking and gambling all day and all night long. Forgot all about his poor mother and father. But oh, one day when he came in, wearing his fine clothes. One day when he came in, riding in his fine automobile, when he walked in, he found the telegram sticking under his door. Said, if you want to see her alive one more time, you better get in a hurry. He thought about the things he could have done, he hadn't done. Thought about the time, oh, he could have called home on the telephone, but he failed to do so. The first thing he did was fell down on his knees and said, oh, 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 Lord, don't let me be too late. And as he rode down the highway, I could hear it right now in my mind, saying, Lord, I know I done wrong, I should have called once in a while. But when he finally got home, the little sister came out and threw her arms around his neck. Had tears in her eyes, she told him these words right here. Too late, she's gone too late. You too late. She said she waited on you a long time. She told him mother waited. She waited with tears in her eyes sometime. She waited with sorrow in her heart sometime. But you waited a little too long. His sister told him the same words again. She said, too late. But every time he looked his sister in the eye, she would say the same thing she's saying. Too late. Too late. Oh! Oh, you waited too long. You waited too long.
To the kingdom of heaven. Once we leave this life, young and old alike, we enter into eternity. And we only have the one opportunity to make it into the kingdom. You see, this earth is not our home. It's our testing ground. And we get one grade. You either pass or you fail. Because once we enter into eternity, we enter into the judgment. And we'll hear either, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," or you'll hear, "Depart from me, you doers of iniquity. I never knew you." So we have to get it right on this side while we still can. You hear the warning sound, the trumpets, the watchers, if you will, or the watchmen on the wall. They're telling you, they're warning you that the scriptures are being fulfilled on a moment-to-moment basis. And yet you turned a deaf ear. But time is so short. Soon, and very soon, the trumpet will sound, and with a loud shout, "Come up hither." That day is near. And you have to make a decision today. What God are you going to serve before you enter into eternity? It don't have to be of that time frame. Right now, often you hear me tell you that according to the U.S. consensus alone, every 13 seconds, somebody enters into eternity. Somebody give up the body and go into eternity. Somebody enters into judgment. The question is, what side of the fence are you going to be on? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Jesus told Nicodemus, "A man must be born again." See, we're born of flesh and then we're born of spirit for those that will accept the new birth. I remember someone in the chat room once posted, they said that to be born once of the flesh is to die twice of the flesh and of the spirit. But to be born twice of the flesh and of the spirit is to die once of the flesh. Which birth are you operating under? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, now, today is the day. Tis the hour. And all you have to do is look up and say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash and cleanse me in the blood that you shed on Calvary. Make me a new creature upon this land. Oh, Father, deliver me in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, fill me with thy Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name, not my will, but thy will be done." You see, the scripture says that if a man confesses sins with his mouth and believe within his heart, thou shalt be saved. And all you want to do is just cry out with your heart, even after this prayer. Just keep crying and say, "Lord, forgive me. Father, forgive me of my sins. Toss my sins into that sea of forgetfulness and make me anew. Deliver me, cleanse me in Jesus' name. And then, Father, hence now and forevermore, I'll serve thee in accordance to thy word, in accordance to thy will, for thy glory, in Jesus' name." And as you say that with your heart, the scripture tells us that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we say, "Welcome. Welcome into the family of the Most High and true living God." All the angels in heaven are singing right now for your decision today. You have made the most important decision that you'll ever make in your life. Welcome to the family of God.
Don't waste your precious. Don't you let it
Oh, no, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much. Victory Choir Ensemble, I know too much of his love. I know too much of his grace, his mercy. I know too much of his peace, for he is the Prince of Peace. You can't make me doubt him. Amen. The enemy wanted to try and come against us to make us doubt our Lord and Savior Jesus. But I know too much. I know too much of his love. Amen. And we're getting ready to go to the top of the hour of the power hour of prayer here. But before we do, I just want to let you know that we do come on every Monday morning, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, for the power hour of prayer, and also playing the very best in golden gospel oldies. Now, we are followed by the Ring of Fire Ministries with F.E., the other Mike from Council of Time, and Angie, also known as Marked by Heaven. And this is where we get a comprehensible, if I get that word out my mouth, study of the Word of God. Amen. This is where the saints come together and they learn of our Lord and Savior Jesus together. Amen. In accordance to the Word of God. And so you want to come to that broadcast as well, and to do so, in the description of this broadcast, you'll find the link to Council of Time. If you don't see the link in the description, hit the home page, and you'll find Council of Time at the home page. Amen. And also, then now they come on at 10:30, and then also we have Pastor Paul Bagley coming Apocalypse. And he gives you a comprehensible study of the Word of God, or what is to come, what is happening right now around us every day, every moment, and how it relates to the Word of God, or where do we stand in Bible prophecy, family. You want to tune in to Pastor Paul Bagley coming on at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And we're getting ready to go into our power hour of prayer now, and I'm just scrolling here for just a moment, family, and just give me a moment. Everyone knows me. They know I don't chew bubble gum and walk at the same time, but, you know, I was going to play another song, but I'm being led a different direction. Let's go right back to Tasha Cobbs and Break Every Chain, because that's what's needed right now, a chain-breaking event. We need for the body of Christ to just totally surrender unto our Heavenly Father. And in the name of Jesus, right now we can go to the Father through the Son, our mediator, our lawyer, our representative. We can stand before the throne of God boldly, yet ever so humble. And right now we just want to say, Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son Jesus, your children stand before you. We come to you with our hearts in Jesus' name. And Father, we come to you with worship and praise and thanksgiving. Father, we cry out to you. We glorify thy holy name, Jehovah, in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for the blood that thy Son, Jesus, Yeshua, has shed on the cross of Calvary, taking our place. And we thank you. We thank you because you have delivered us and set us free. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we cry out to you. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for the salvation, the deliverance. Father, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. In Jesus' name. And Father, we stand before you on many counts. Father, there's so much turmoil in the land. It seems as if peace has been taken from the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, it seems as diseased and all the prophecies are now being fulfilled in accordance to thy word. We know that your word must be fulfilled. Oh, hallelujah. And we thank you. But Father, you also gave us the authority to stand before you in spirit and in truth. You said that where two or three are gathered together, touching and in agreeing, there you are in the midst. And we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, you said that we could ask what we will, and it shall be done. In Jesus' name, Father, we stand before you. And while your word must be fulfilled, Father, we do ask that your land of Israel, where they conspire to split thy land, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring peace to the hearts of thy children, Israel, and awaken them, Father, awaken this giant in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Touch their hearts of repentance. Fill them with thy Holy Spirit. Take out the old stony heart of flesh and fill them with thy Holy Spirit. Oh, let them repent, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Turn that nation around. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, same here in the U.S., in Korea, in China, Russia. Father, touch hearts. In Jesus' name we ask it. Send thy Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves from all the ministries that are reaching out and touch those hearts. Save, O Lord, we ask it. Save them in Jesus' name. Let them know that Jesus, that Yeshua, he rose on the third day, bearing the gift of grace in his hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're crying out to you. Oh, hallelujah, be with thy children and awaken them. Pour out this latter rain upon them. Let thy Holy Spirit touch them from the crown of their heads, Father, to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, awaken thy children so that they can go out to the uttermost parts of the world, preaching and teaching. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in accordance to thy word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you break every chain. And then, Father, we ask that the body of Christ, they suffer with so many infirmities, so many illnesses, so many diseases. Father, in Jesus' name, we know that you have the power. We know that you're still God, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we know that you are the great I am. Father, we know that you're still on the throne, and you're still in the blessing business, that you're still in the saving business, that you're still in the healing business. Father, we know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, and what you have done for others, Father, we know that you'll do for your children today. Oh, because you're no respecter person. In Jesus' name, Father, touch thy children. Heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against high blood pressure, cancers, tumors, sugar, diabetes. Father, depression. Oh, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, heal thy children this hour in Jesus' precious name. Oh, hallelujah. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we'll be careful to give you the worship. Oh, Father, and the thanksgiving thereof in Jesus' name. And then, Father, our leader, Pastor Paul Bailey, Mike from around the world, our teachers, Effie and Angie. Father, in the name of Jesus, all the ministries out there, Pastor Scott, Reverend Gary, the Hagness, Father, the list goes on. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, touch these ministries. Pour out a special anointing a special blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Let the deaf ears hear and the blinded eyes see. In Jesus' name, throughout these ministries, oh Lord, and bring in the lost. Bring in the dying. Bring in the sickness. Bring them in. Bring them into the fold, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that these ministries, oh, hallelujah, might be able to service them, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Let them know time is short, in Jesus' name. So bless these ministries, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that they may reach thy children, oh, before it's too late, Father God. We ask it. We believe it. We claim it. In accordance to thy word, in Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah. And we'll be ever so careful, Father, to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving. And then, Father, we also pray for the world leaders. Father, we know that thy word must be fulfilled, that these events are going to take place. But, Father, we pray for their salvation. We pray for their deliverance. We pray in the name of Jesus. All the world leaders, Father, we pray for this hour in Jesus' name. And Father, our young people, oh, hallelujah, our young people, Heavenly Father, we lift them up before you in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, send thy Holy Spirit and touch their hearts. Touch their minds in Jesus' name and raise them up, oh, for you and for thy glory in Jesus' name. Save our young people in Jesus' name. Save our loved ones, our children, our loved ones, our mates, and our aunts, uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up before you and we place them in your hands. In Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah. And we'll be careful again, Father, to give you that glory, the honor, the praise, the worship. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And Father, our troops, we put them in your hands. Our military, we put them in your hands. Father, open their eyes and let them see. Touch their hearts. Those that are not saved, Father, we ask that you save them and build them with thy Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, and build a hedge around our troops in Jesus' precious name, a protective hedge. We pray. And Father, Father, Heavenly Father Jehovah, we ask in Jesus' name, Yeshua, break it.
A situation and you don't know how you're going to handle it, you ought to look it in the face and say, there is power in the name of Jesus. I know where it is. I know where it is. I know where it is. Tried it and I found out there is power in the name of Jesus to break. So break every chain. We want you to break every chain. We're here for you. We're here for you. Break every chain. Ooh, lift your hands. Break every chain. Break every chain. Can you hear it in the spirit? They're falling. There is power. Come on, y'all.
In the name of Jesus.
Every voice now.
There is power.
Woo.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout out, Messiah. Come on, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every
Him and magnify him, and you get just totally lost in our Lord and Savior Jesus, there's never enough time, and we have ran out of time this morning, but we're going to continue with our brothers and our sisters over at Council of Time, F.E., the other Mike from Council of Time, and Angie, Marked by Heaven. We're moving over to their side of the room now, and we're going to be praising our Lord and Savior even further and getting the word, the bread from heaven. Amen. And we're going to be just having a good time with our brothers and our sisters over there in the Lord. Amen. But meanwhile, I just want to let you know, family, that as the Barrett sisters are singing, understand one thing, the storm, it is passing over. I just wanted to encourage you to let you know that soon and very soon we're going home for our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. He's on his way. And every eye shall see him and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Lord of Lords. and King of Kings. And as I leave every broadcast, I leave you with, if the Lord Jesus will tarry, and more importantly, if the Heavenly Father, if it's His perfect will, then I'll join you in the next broadcast. If not, it's my sincere prayer that I'll see you somewhere around God's throne. Till the next time, family, I love you. Jesus love you. The Heavenly Father love you. So keep looking up. It's almost there.